Recycled Plastic participates in graduation. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Plastic water bottles find a new life as material in caps and gowns in commencement ceremonies. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Now that you are finished drinking from that clear plastic water bottle, it's time to put it in the recycling bin. Throw it in that bin marked fabrics. Yep, I said fabrics. Because this water bottle is destined to become part of caps and gowns for collegiate graduation ceremonies. A recent example of this wardrobe was on display at the University of Idaho.
When we were reviewing the fabrics, you certainly could not tell that this used to be a plastic bottle.
Tim Helmke of U of I was among those who selected the graduation wardrobe made of green weaver fabric. He says each robe is made up of 23 plastic bottles.
The fabric comes into the cap and gown company on bolts, just like they do other fabrics that come in, the velvets and the satins and cotton and linen, those sorts of things that are used. So they're able to cut it and sew it just like anything else. You would not just look at it and think that it used to be plastic bottles. And when we found out that it was actually recycled plastic bottles, we were all amazed that the fabric was softer, the quality is higher, the things they're able to do with stitch are a lot different.
Now, the trend towards sustainable commencement wardrobe doesn't just mean a future use for recycled plastic bottles.
Some of our other vendors used wood chips. That was used, and that fabric came out softer as well than others. There were some that were made out of recycled paper product.
And Helmke says manufacturers of such fabrics and clothing are looking at production of other formal wear. And of course, there is the recycle factor with these caps and gowns as well.
There's two ways you can recycle the gowns. You can pass them on to somebody, or they can go back in the recycling chain and be reused again. So it's not an end of a product. They could be reused in two different ways.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A great new way to live green. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.